A puppet show is crossing the country with performances on serious topics. Climate change, threats to democracy. We're talking about the Bread and Puppet Theater from Vermont. It goes back to 1963, and it's famous for its radical politics and gigantic puppets. Some are so tall they tower over school buses. The troupe's current tour is described by one of its puppeteers as a low-flying shoestring endeavor. John Kalish has more.
A couple dozen puppeteers have been traveling in a colorfully painted school bus and a passenger van, carrying costumes and supersized puppets. They're performing at a total of 80 venues around the country this fall.
Welcome to the Apocalypse Defiance Circus!
Apocalypse Defiance Circus included a skit about voter suppression at a show in Venice, California, in early November.
Hey! No early voting! Problem solved! All right, let's see. Two left. Voters, on your mark. Get set!
Over the years, Bread and Puppet has performed in parks, parking lots, schools, churches, and occasionally in actual theaters. Josh Krugman is a puppeteer.
Other traveling theater companies might travel to a city and take a couple days to set up a show and play for several days or weeks. We often play in six cities a week.
Some of the venues they play were found with the help of the theater group's 25,000 Instagram followers. Bread and Puppet has developed a network of fans and supporters all over the country, says Krugman.
We ask our hosts and venues to feed us. When they are not able to for some reason, we make our own food, often looking for food in the waste stream. And we have dumpster dived on a couple occasions.
Bread and Puppet is famous for baking sourdough bread and serving it at performances with a garlic, parsley, and olive oil spread called aioli. The touring company is traveling with sacks of flour and a bucket of sourdough starter that originated with a family of Bread and Puppet's founder in Europe hundreds of years ago.
I think we brought about 600 heads of garlic with us in three big crates.
Raphael Royer is a member of the tour's baking team.
We did some math the day before leaving the tour, and it seems the math were kind of wrong. We don't actually need that much, but, you know, better to have too much garlic than not enough.
The itinerant bakers were invited to use an oven at the Mountain Oven Bakery in Peonia, Colorado. The bakery's owners grew up in New England and attended Bread and Puppet performances as kids, says co-owner Chris Sullivan.
I have pretty fond memories of seeing Bread and Puppet shows when I was a child with my mom and sister. And when we heard that they might be coming to Peonia, we were happy to do whatever we could to help those guys out.
When Bread and Puppet arrived for its October 12th performance in Peonia, a woman in the area let six puppeteers sleep at her farm and hosted a dinner for 20 members of the touring company.
They were the best dinner guests you can possibly imagine.
Skye Riggs is a mother of three who's been a fan of Bread and Puppet since she was in college 20 years ago.
The people that showed up at my house were so calm. It is as if they had come out of a Buddhist retreat.
This austerity tour life fits in with Bread and Puppet's do-it-yourself aesthetic, says Trudy Cohn, who's been associated with the group since 1975.
Things are done with minimal resources, relying on a large community of supporters and helpers. It's a way of Bread and Puppet being much more embedded in the communities they visit.
Bread and Puppet Theater has been active in the anti-war movement and environmental causes. A skit in the current show features a grocery chain executive unveiling a solution to farm labor abuses.
We have succeeded to breed the world's first self-milking cow!
Sometimes the communities they visit are so enthusiastic that audience members ask to join the tour. This happened in Altadena, California in early November. A kid in Missouri tried to run away with the circus in September. Again, Raphael Royer.
One day after a show, a kid was very, very into the show in Ferguson, I believe, and tried to get on the bus, but was eventually returned to his mom.
The Bread and Puppet Touring Company is heading east on its return to Vermont. The tour ends in mid-December in New York City. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.